Nolte, Survey Shows America Has Least Trusted Media on Planet Earth. By John Nolte on June 24, 2022. According to a massive survey that looked at the state of media all across the world, America has the least trusted media on planet Earth. Takes a bow, takes another bow, humble brags with the words, "I had help, I had help." This 11th edition of our digital news report, based on data from 6 continents and 46 markets, aims to cast light on the key issues that face the industry. Our more global sample, which since 2021 has included India, Indonesia, Thailand, Nigeria, Colombia, and Peru, provides some understanding of how differently the news environment operates outside the United States and Europe. Trust in the news has fallen in almost half the countries in our survey, and risen in just 7, partly reversing the gains made at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. On average, around 4 in 10 of our total sample, 42%, say they trust most news most of the time. Finland remains the country with the highest levels of overall trust, 69%, while news trust in the USA has fallen by a further 3 percentage points and remains the lowest, 26%, in our survey. The lowest in our survey. Bwahahahahahaha, deep breath, ha 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 ha. Take a moment on this Friday morning to inhale the aroma of victory. We're never going to put the corporate media out of business. Between cable television's carriage fees, corrupt multinational corporations, cough Amazon cough cough, eager to fund fascist propaganda outlets like the Washington Post and CNN, and the fact that in a country of 335 million you only need 1% of the population to subscribe to a left-wing newsletter like the New York Times, these liars aren't going anywhere ever. But one thing we can do, using the truth, is expose these outlets as the fascist liars they are, which erodes their moral authority, which eliminates their ability to sway public opinion. And that's what's happening. And that is glorious. New media can't take all the credit. To be fair, the corporate media have been very, very helpful in imploding their own credibility. In fact, we couldn't have done it without them. But new media deserves credit for pushing the corporate media into the corner that turned them into desperate and audaciously transparent liars they all are. New media forced the corporate media out of the closet. Because we were so effective at exposing their biases and lies with facts and morality, the corporate media was left with two options: do their jobs honestly or throw their credibility on a grenade for the cause. Well, we all know which option they chose, and here we sit. They went all in with Jussie Smollett, Russia collusion, mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter, the Covington KK kids, hands up don't shoot, very fine people, Trayvon Martin, Johnny Depp, serial rapist Brett Kavanaugh, Rathergate, Hillary has 98% chance of beating Trump, Georgia went Jim Crow with voting, Trump smeared the troops as losers, rape at the University of Virginia, Kyle Rittenhouse, this, and all of this. I could literally this all day long. The corporate media has released oceans of lies and have done so deliberately. And now they are the least trusted media in the world, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. What's also beautiful is that the only way for them to regain our trust is to report the truth. But if the corporate media start to report the truth, it will undercut their fascist, left-wing, central government agenda. Everything the left touches, for example Detroit, Chicago, Disney, Netflix, turns to shit, so don't hold your breath on the media looking to regain our trust. We got these assholes right where we want them. All they're doing is lying into an echo chamber. No one else is listening. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.